Time to recap Red Willow County Commissioners meeting number two for the month of June as we get ready for July. County Commissioner Ted Gantz, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Rich, and yourself?
Doing swell. We're just talking about his little vacation and how they are so darn fast. You feel like you just got there and it's time to come home, isn't
it? Yeah, they go by pretty quick, that's for sure. You know, you get to start enjoying the time, and before you know it, it's time to fly home. So
can you believe we're getting ready for 4th of July a week from Friday?
I know. I was just looking at the calendar thinking the same thing. Sometimes these days get jumbled together and life gets going fast, but absolutely, it's right upon us. You bet.
Let's get to the county commissioners meeting once again from yesterday morning. We'll start first. Anything in citizens' comments?
Nope, nobody was present yesterday for that, Rich.
You had a resolution after that, is that right? Discussed?
Yeah, we just had an emergency item added to the agenda. Our emergency manager Kevin Darling has a local emergency operations plan. This is something we've had before, but he kind of revised it. And essentially what it is all of our resources. So from each, for example, road shop, city of McCook, it's basically if there was to be a natural disaster, let's say a tornado, for example, come through the community, this is an action plan in regards to what equipment's available in an emergency situation and so forth. And so we added that to the agenda simply because that paperwork is required to be decimated by July 1. So we added that, and then we reviewed kind of a synopsis of what Sheriff Darling had been working on, and we approved that then. Yes, sir.
Board of Equalization meeting and a visit from Sister Lori Stevens and Treasurer Crystal Dack.
Yep, Lori stopped by first. She was first up on a omitted property. This would be for Clinkabell Cattle. It was a pole barn building. It was placed on tax roll. It was omitted back in 2024. But then now we're adding to the tax roll as a new building. You bet.
And then Treasurer Crystal Dack?
And Crystal Dack stopped by, and she had one vehicle exemption application from Community Hospital for a 2025 RAV4. So we approved both things. And that ended the Board of Equalization meeting.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened and had a chance to hear from Kay Beek with the Family Resource Center.
Yeah, Kay stopped by. She's the new director down there at the Family Resource Center. Some of the things, she kind of gave us a little bit of an overview of what she's doing down there, and she's doing some really good things. She started kind of a home ec program down there that's offering cooking classes, sewing classes. They're doing the hygiene supplies again available to people in need. Also, she's trying to implement a little more foster care and foster care training support for the families that are going through that. So yeah, Kay had a good rundown and doing what she's doing down there, and she was asking for some support. And so the county, same as last fiscal year, we pledged $7,500 to the Family Resource Center. We voted on that. Yes, sir.
Public hearing on conditional use permits.
Yeah, yesterday we had one conditional use permit to discuss. This permit had already been approved by the zoning board. We were joined on the phone by Craig Bennett, our zoning administrator, and then also in person with Setchi Ag. It was Dave Kuchera. This is a Ruggles Farm, Inc. It's a livestock feeding operation expansion, and basically what it is their permit that they're already permitted for wouldn't change. However, their footprint on the land would be. They're going to extend on some pens and then put another settling pond in, and so we kind of discussed that, and they had all their ducks in a row, you bet. And so we did as a board. We had a public hearing. We came out of public hearing, and then we voted as a board, and we approved Resolution 1559 for that conditional use permit. Yes, sir.
Open bids for armor coating.
Yes, we opened one bid yesterday, and that was from B&H Paving out of Scott City, Kansas. They've been doing our armor coat project here for probably the last three summers. Mm-hmm. This will be the third, actually. And so we opened those bids. We had two different bids. Again, we're talking about roads 403, which is the Lebanon Bartley Road for 8.8 miles. Then in kind of maybe some terms that people understand better than the road by Baumgard, south of Baumgard's in between McCook Public Power that goes west there, and then also the C&K Road going north and south. And so we opened those bids for one oil, the MC 3000 oil, which is the cutback oil, which is a diesel additive. softens up the substrate of the road below and allows for that penetration of the gravel or the aggregate that you place over the top, the wear surface. Anyway, the MC3000 with the cutback oil, the bid was $169,726. And then for CRS2P oil, which is the emulsion oil, has a polymer in it, like a rapid set. It sets up very quickly. The bid for that was $216,802. So there was a little bit of price difference, and we knew. We tried the emulsion oil last year on our Armor Coat projects. I think it did well, but after consulting yesterday during the meeting with Tyler Hess from B&H, you know, that emulsion oil almost works best with more of a flat rock, like the state of Nebraska NDOT uses versus the gravel that we apply. And again, the flat rock is a lot more expensive. So we use Armor Coat gravel instead. So he felt like we would get just as big a bang for our buck using the cutback oil and with the aggregate that we use. So we did vote to go ahead and use the MC3000 oil. And award that bid to B&H Paving from Scott City, Kansas. This project will start roughly, he thought, maybe early to middle August, kind of depending, again, on his schedule and what's going on. But so that'll be forthcoming, you bet.
You had a visit from Beth Farrell with NACO on their annual report?
Yeah, Beth stopped by, and she had a few things for us. We talked a lot about a little legislation and some LBs there. Again, you know, I know it's kind of a hot topic. The inheritance tax did not advance this year, you know, and we talk about this a lot. It's you know, NACO represent, you know, Nebraska Association of County Officials, that's the abbreviation for it. They represent the counties, and you know, a lot of this inheritance tax, I fully understand people, you know, when you say that word, it's nobody likes it, but inheritance tax is really supports our county government in a lot of ways, and it's kind of our nest egg, if you will, in case of emergency or big problems that we didn't foresee coming up. That didn't advance. She visited with us about that, and then we also talked about LB 373. It's about vacating roads without doing a road study on that road. That's a small change. She also talked about LB 561. Well, this is applicable to dairies and overweight dairy trucks. So semis hauling out dairy products can haul overweight now. And then also LB 97, Nebraska is going to move to being a one plate state in 2029, I guess. Yeah.
Wow, I had not heard about that.
I hadn't either. You think I've heard that. You know, it's going to make a little, Kansas does it, you know, yeah. But from the trooper standpoint, it makes it a little tougher to see if you got expired registration if I got to try to look in my rearview mirror to see it. But anyway.
So it's going to be the front plate.
Front, I think they're going to just do rear plates.
Okay.
Yeah, rear plates like Kansas. So that was kind of news to me. But yeah, so anyway, Beth stopped by and kind of gave us a little synopsis on what NACO's been working on and how they've been trying to help with these LBs, you bet.
Discussed continued support of the McCook Humane Society.
Yeah, Joyce Anderson stopped by. Joyce gave us a little bit of an update on what's going on down at the Humane Society. She talked about the new plumbing, some new exhaust fans, some new kennel panels. We talked about some of the adoption rates and what they're charging for adoption and so forth. And quite honestly, they're getting a lot of animals down there. So you bet. So if you're interested in a dog or a cat, stop on down there and Joyce or Lori will help you out and get you hooked up there. And again, this was kind of a support, an ask for support. We voted to pledge $450 per month to the Humane Society, which is up $50 per month. You bet.
You had a visit from Kylie Joyce, Region 2 Services, Mandy Broussard with SWATS on their annual report.
Yep, Kylie and Mandy both stopped by. We've always contributed, the county has always contributed to Region 2, which Region 2 then supports SWATS as well here in McCook. And we kind of went by, we talked about the different services and some of the different activities. I know we talked about some of the residents of SWATS have set up some booths down at, I think it's Plants by Ashley, and they're selling some things and just kind of some different activities that is offered there with SWATS. And we kind of went down a rundown of percentages on where the funding goes and so forth. We ended up, again, there's 154 individuals served. with Region 2. We talked about there's 32 residents here in McCook with SWATs. So again, you know, there's a board. They have the governing board to SWATs that includes multiple county commissioners from different counties. And they voted for a 1% increase to our contributions. And a lot of it's based off a county population size. And so we're going to be contributing this year $23,116 to Region 2 and the services that it also, in partnership with SWATs, provides. And so that took care of that, you bet.
Review and approve, disapprove, City of McCook dispatch proposal.
Yeah, and we had talked about this before. So we did vote to approve the dispatch agreement with the City of McCook. That new rate will be $107,367. That's annually, or $8,947.25 monthly. You bet.
And then review and approve the Department of Transportation map.
Yeah, we had a couple maps, one for the City of McCook and one for the county roads. And this is a study that NDOT does that goes and finds the main traveled roads in the county and within the City of McCook, and just identifies them. And quite honestly, Rich, we're not 100% sure. We're trying to think, well, is this for funding purposes or what? We're not even 100% sure. But anyway, we did identify our roads and we signed off on those maps, at least on the county side's maps, you bet.
Consent agenda had a couple of items there.
Yep, we had four. One item was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting. Item number two was approved accounts payable and payroll claims in the amount of $592,605.70. Item number three was approved resolution 1558, setting dates for protest hearings. Those dates will be July 14th through the 18th, so that's when we'll be hearing the protests. And then item number four was authorized chairman's signature on agreement with Daniel Miller, CPA, regarding preparation of budget. Honestly, Dan does a lot of good things for us and helps us out a bunch. And we voted on all four items unanimously and approved those four items.
Correspondence.
We had the Nebraska Tax Commission letter letting us know of Ryan Wilcox's appeal. Again, this is a Turk board. When we meet for the Board of Equalization every July, if somebody doesn't agree with our decision, they can appeal it to the Turk board. So that's kind of the FYI we got there.
And the clerk's monthly revenue report.
Clerk's monthly revenue report. Yes, sir. The amount was $8,664.10 is what the clerk collected last month. You bet.
A lot of information this meeting.
Yeah, there was a lot. There was a lot. We adjourned at noon. We're going to also this July, we're going to meet every Monday. Mm-hmm. So we're going to meet every Monday, except, you know, obviously a little different from the second and fourth Monday, just mm-hmm. simply because July is budget season. And so we need our time to go ahead and go over each of those, all them numbers. And then also we'll have our protest hearings. So mm-hmm. But July is going to be a busy month.
Yes, you bet. It will.
Yep.
By the way, next week, 4th of July, next to Friday, courthouse is going to be closed that day?
Yes. Yes, it will be. We're closed on most every holiday. Mm-hmm. You bet.
All right. And again, public invited to come on out to these county commissioners' meetings and sit in and listen, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Stop by. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, give us a call. We'll try to address it for you as best we can. You bet.
You don't have to work the 4th of July Friday, do you?
I do believe I do.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I think so. We'll see. I it's terrible. Like we talked about, my days are so jumbled, I haven't even thought that far ahead, but I'll take a look.
It's next Friday already.
See, that's the terrible part.
Coming up soon.
It is. It's fast. You bet.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Rich.
County Commissioner Ted Gantz with the latest on their final meeting for the month of June. Next meeting coming up on the 7th of July.